Outside the pocket and make throws downfield. So, I like what he did, and we'll see what happens. What we have on the foot is going good. I'm a little over 4 weeks out of surgery right now. It's feeling great. Dr. Bob Anderson did the surgery in Charlotte, I'm really excited about where I'm at right now. Just talked to him earlier today. He was, telling me he's excited about where I'm at. The screw looks like it's healing great, ahead of schedule. So, I'm really excited about where I'm at, and we're to the point now where I can really start pushing it, really start working on my footwork, my running, and get ready for my pro day. The majority of the time I'll be down in Bradenton at IMG, where I've been the last 6 or 8 weeks. A couple days before my pro day, I'll be back in College Station. 6'3.7 at 221. It actually happened the second day down in Florida for me, right there in January. I was rolling out to my left, just a normal rollout quarterback drill. Turned my shoulders to make the throw and felt the pop in my foot. So it's kind of an unfortunate thing, very frustrating at the time. Come to find out, I probably had a stress fracture there that was kind of a ticking time bomb and just waiting for the right moment to pop. So it was very frustrating, the fact that it happened. But it was kind of a blessing in disguise at the same time, because I was able to get it fixed. I'm going to be able to have a full pro day and prepare for an NFL season. And when it comes down to it, that's what we're preparing for, is to play in the NFL, not just the combine. So I'm excited about the rehab and where I'm at right now, and getting ready for my pro day and then the NFL.
How much do you want yourself to be aware of the people that projected you third quarterback in the draft, likely first round pick?
I wouldn't say I pay a whole lot of attention to it. I just try to do everything I can personally to be the best quarterback I can be. Whether it's doing extra work for my rehab, extra work in the film room, on the board, extra work out on the field, my drops or footwork, whatever it may be, I just want to do whatever I can to be the best quarterback. I'm definitely excited about the opportunity. I definitely want to maximize the gifts that I've been given and try to elevate myself as much as I can in between now and the draft.
And you're aware of how many teams with this draft seem to be quarterback-y?
Yeah, I know. There's several. There's several every year, though. You never know what team. There's always a shocker that jumps in there or jumps out. You never know what's going to happen. But I'm excited about the teams that potentially could be in the quarterback hunt and the opportunities that it presents. It feels great to be married. I have a great wife now, and a great girl I've dated for a while now, and did get married. I was on crutches, crutched down the aisle. Actually left the day after or 2 days after I broke my foot to get married in Mexico. So it was kind of an interesting trip that I didn't really plan for, but it worked out great. I had a good group of people of support down there, and a great time, even though I did crutch down the aisle.
Tell us about the changing positions at A&M. Back and forth.
Right. It's kind of a unique experience changing positions. I went to A&M as a quarterback, redshirted as a quarterback, went into camp my freshman year as a quarterback. Ended up being, it's going to be third on the depth chart, and they moved me out to receiver. So ended up having some success that day. About 2 days later, I was in the starting rotation at receiver, so it was a quick turnaround. But I was frustrated by the fact that I didn't get to play quarterback. It was always what I wanted to be. I always thought of myself as a quarterback, so I was frustrated by it, but yet blessed by the opportunity to be able to play another position. You know, not a lot of people get to contribute in another way to help their team, and you know, it was exciting for me to be able to do that. I learned a lot about the game, got a lot of experience. Even if it wasn't in the quarterback position, I did get experience playing football and seeing the game out there. So learned a lot from it, and fortunately, I was able to get back to where I wanted to be on the center.
Are you scheduled to meet with the Browns, or have you met with them yet?
I'm not sure. All I have is room numbers right now, so I have no idea what teams I'm meeting with.
I just say it's a blessing in disguise. How hard has it been since the injury to make your way back to where you are?
It's definitely hard. You know, I definitely didn't want that to happen, didn't foresee it happening. You know, I was feeling great. You know, I was feeling great throwing the ball. I felt like I was improving on some things. And then, you know, kind of snake jumped up and bit me. But, you know, I feel good about where I'm at now. It was definitely frustrating having the injury and having to recuperate from that. Kind of sitting out, you know, down in Florida, seeing all the other guys around me improve and get better in every aspect of their game. And I was just kind of sitting there idly on crutches, you know, doing everything I could, whether it's vision training or getting in the hyper chamber, whatever it may be, but not really being able to get on the field with those guys. So it's definitely frustrating, but I'm excited about where I'm at right now. You know, Dr. Anderson said the screw looks great. It's healing up faster than expected, and you know, I'm excited.
Doug Martin, Boise State.
Chris Winkie's been great. You know, just meeting with me, talking through the injury, you know, talking about where I'm at and things that we're going to work on once I get back to 100% fully into it. Kind of keep me updated on what teams are saying and what they'd like to see me improve upon. And just tweaking small things, you know, whether it's foot placement on a drop, making sure my foot's, you know, turn the right way in my drop. Just small things that are proving to be big things in my accuracy and timing throwing the ball. You know, it's frustrating. You know, I definitely wanted to go to the Senior Bowl and kind of showcase my abilities as well as get to work with an NFL staff. You know, I was excited about that opportunity as well as compete with the other guys, a lot of the great quarterbacks in this draft, and I was looking forward to competing with them. But
Pete Carroll, Seattle Seahawks.
It's frustrating. I wasn't able to get out there. So, you know, I just try to take what I can from the experience and move forward.
No, we haven't met yet. What do you think we're going to be most likely to talk to you about? You know, what's the hurdles you have to clear with them? Is it the lack of more than a year and a half or so of experience at the level of the position you're bracing for them to grow the most?
I wouldn't say I'm bracing for anything, but I think that's definitely a legitimate question. You know, I did only start 20 games at quarterback. It's a question, you know, that deservedly needs an answer. So, you know, I did only start 20 games. I'm excited about my career thus far. I learned a lot in those 20 games, and definitely have a lot to improve upon. But I didn't just play 20 games as a college athlete. I was out there a receiver. I don't know how many games I actually, you know, played or started at a receiver, but you know, I played every other game in my collegiate career at a receiver. So I was getting to see the speed of the game, getting a feel for the game, as well as going through all the practices as quarterback. So,
do you believe you would be ready to potentially start as a rookie even with the limited experience of your college at the position?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's kind of depends on the situation, whatever team ends up drafting me. You know, I'd be excited just to go in and compete with the guys that are already on the roster or any other guys that they potentially bring in. You know, I'm excited to go into the team, compete.
Daryl Scott, South Florida.
You know, I want to be a starter. You know, it's a goal of mine. I don't just want to go make a team. I want to go play. I want to make an impact and lead a team to a Super Bowl. So, you know, I'm having high expectations, but you know, I drive myself and pride myself on setting my goals high and doing everything I can to achieve them. It was definitely frustrating as a team. You know, we came into the year with high expectations. You know, everyone was really high on us. And unfortunately, it didn't turn out that way. Suffered some tough losses, had a lot of tough breaks. You know, sometimes the ball just didn't bounce our way. You know, it's tough to say why, but you know, sometimes you see the ball bounce your way and sometimes you don't. And unfortunately, a lot of times this year, it bounced the other way. And you know, it's definitely frustrating as a team. You know, we worked hard all offseason. Saw the guys working. The guys never gave up. So, you know, I can't say I was let down by, you know, the attitude or anything on the team. The guys continued to work. I had great teammates there at A&M. But, you know, we did not live up to our expectations, and it was frustrating.
Have Mike Sherman as a coach accelerate your development as a quarterback in the time you played?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's always nice having a former NFL coach. My quarterback coach, Tom Rossi, was also a former NFL coach, so had a lot of experience coaching NFL quarterbacks. And it was a blessing for me to be able to work with those guys, have them you know, teach me for 4 years, basically my whole career. I only started, you know, a year and a half, but I was in quarterback meetings the entire time, so it was great to have the experience of those guys teaching me and just the knowledge of the game.
Does having that make you think more prepared to be a pro quarterback now, having Sherman, you know, having...
Yeah, I think so. We tweaked a little bit of the terminology to run an up-tempo offense, but when he came in my freshman year, it was straight West Coast terminology. All of our concepts originated from that, so I definitely think it's going to be a help no matter what system I go in, having played for a coach who used an NFL system.
Why are you going to throw your pro day? What are you going to do this week?
Yeah, I just came this week to do the interviews and medical checks and all that stuff, meet with the teams, just try to get a good feel, hopefully get to talk with some teams, get to know some teams, but I won't be doing any physical stuff here. It'll be all done in my pro day March 29th.
Hey, Brian.
Thank you.